Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, but a few locations, mainly in the western Corn Belt, are expecting to trade firm to 50 cents per hundredweight higher. Terminals are also called steady to firm today with top prices from $45.50 to $50. Peoria called steady to firm today with a top price of $45.50. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, September 23rd, negotiated its line purchases were 14,947 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $60 to $72.30 to the weighted average, $67.93 on a live basis. Barrels and gilts sold from $45.67 to $54. The weighted average was $50.60. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,640. The base price range was $59.25 to $74. The weighted average was $72.22. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.43 to $60. And the weighted average was $53.54. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We have some favorable weather for crop maturation and field work in those areas where field access is now available after the heavy rain a little over a week ago. Temperatures are going to be on the warm side. Humidity levels are sufficiently low for this time of year, so that will allow for the grain to dry down, while at the same time the warmth will help mature the crops more quickly. And we're expecting mostly dry weather here on into the weekend. We will start to run into a few showers here and there that will cause some brief delays for a few folks here between now and the end of the weekend, but by and large, the weather will remain favorable. We do have some issues next week that I'll talk about in a moment. First of all, though, I'll just mention that there is an area of rain in the Midwest this morning. Broken line of showers and thunderstorms extends from central Wisconsin and now into the Madison area and into the northwest corner of Illinois, and then southwestward into east-central and southeastern Iowa, northern Missouri, into west-central Missouri, and east-central Kansas. And most of the rain along that line over the last several hours has been very light, and the line is breaking up as it slowly moves southeastward. In the Kansas City area, though, the rain's been a little heavier with a cluster of thunderstorms. So near Kansas City, there are some fields that are probably a little bit on the wet side. Also, some showers and thunderstorms did occur on a scattered basis over parts of Minnesota and Iowa and Nebraska and Kansas over the last 24 hours, basically the northwestern third of the Corn Belt. But most amounts were light enough that they will not cause any problems. And the important thing is temperatures are running above average now, which is helpful for getting the crops moving along after some cooler weather earlier in the month. Now, as we look ahead over the weekend, a few showers will break out again in the northwestern Midwest, and a significant tropical system will move up the East Coast, blocking the west-to-east progression of weather systems and also producing some rain that may get into Ohio, parts of eastern Kentucky, and even eastern Indiana on Saturday. But most of the Corn Belt will stay dry from that. Then early next week, we have a cold front that will come in from the northwest, and it appears that that front is going to trigger more widespread showers and isolated thunderstorms in the early to middle part of next week, to the northwest early in the week, and then lingering in eastern parts of the belt right on into Wednesday. So with that, there could be some slowdown in field access. Temperatures are going to turn significantly cooler for a few days. We're looking at below average temperatures, which will slow crop development on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Nighttime lows in some areas will be in the 30s. So now we start to worry a little bit about the frost word. At this point, we don't anticipate widespread frost in the Midwest Corn Belt this time around, as there will be some cloud cover and some wind with the coldest part of the air mass. However, temperatures in the early morning hours will probably be in the upper 30s and lower 40s in many areas the middle of next week and as late in the week as Friday morning. It then will warm up after that for several days. And on the GFS model, the U.S. model, which goes out 384 hours, on the 384-hour forecast, and we're looking at October 10th for that, it shows a major cool down in the Rockies and Northern Plains. And if that is true, and that cold air starts heading this way, sometime around the 12th of October or beyond, we could be worrying about frost and freeze in the Midwest. But that is the farthest out map on a model that's not always the most accurate to begin with, so I wouldn't worry about that, but just mentioning what it shows, because I know a lot of traders talk about what the models see, right or wrong, and it does show the most significant blast of cool air into at least the northern plains of the U.S. of the season so far around the 10th of October. But I think most areas will get by through at least then without a major frost or freeze. And briefly, just in the southern hemisphere, it looks like they may get some showers in Argentina Sunday and Monday. It's very dry down there, but it's early in the season. Weather is favorable for planting in Brazil. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 783.5, up 2, last trade up 8.5. March 8021 changed, last trade up 5. December wheat at the board of trade opened at 715.25, down a quarter, last trade up 7.5. March 770, down a quarter, last trade up 4.5. December corn opened at 561, up 3/4, last trade up 10. March 578.5, up a half, last trade up 10. July $6, up 1.75, last trade up 8.25. November beans opened at 1192, up 5, last trade up 17.5. January 1207.25, up 3.5, last trade up 17.25. July 1237, down 4, last trade up 9.25. October soybean meal opened at 326.40, up 110. Last trade up $5. October soybean oil opened at $47.95, up 21. Last trade up 63. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
On Wall Street yesterday, when they were listening to the testimony of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, and then you looked at how the market reacted, they weren't overly impressed and bullish about whatever was going on yesterday with a 163-point loss. And the noise in the marketplace, it seems to me, is so high and so convoluted that it's probably hard for commodity traders to focus on what they're doing.
That's exactly right, Dave, and it doesn't matter which service you read this morning. That is exactly right. They don't know which direction this stuff's going to go. On one side, you want to think that the Democrats and the Republicans are going to find a way to get together and get some money into the economy and do some sort of bailout. Probably not as the Republicans want. There'll be some version of that. But it's going to take a while. Like you said, we're 40 days away from an election, so they're going to make sure that nobody gets on the wrong side of this. You look at what Warren Buffett did, where he tosses $5 billion into into the marketplace. I believe it was into Goldman Sachs with a guaranteed 10% return in that. You know, it's kind of a winner for both sides. Those are the type of things that are trying to push people to think that maybe we're going to turn this thing around and go higher. But I think the uncertainty of that bailout is going to keep plenty of negative over this, Dave. So even though we're going to see a higher start today, I don't think, you know, you can feel very comfortable that the commodities are going to turn and run higher from this point forward.
I don't know if the Buffett move will play well with Main Street USA because he gets it at 115 and the bid this morning was 135.
That's exactly right. You know, and that's this type of what we're going to see, and this was kind of talking about with our guy from Chicago yesterday, we're going to see more limits put on trade and traders, you know, not just in commodities, but I think a position move like that in owning company stock. I think you're going to see more regulations from the government down the road so that they don't have to mess with, you know, to put a limit on this kind of stuff happening in the future.
So where are we going with the commodity opening calls today then?
Well, let's work on the opening, and hope after the first 2 minutes all bets are off. Mm-hmm. But we're going to call corn about 8 to 10 higher, wheat 5 to 7 higher, and beans about 20. We've got an energy stocks report that comes out right on the open. That could change those things right away. But look for a higher opening to follow the overnights, but we're going to be bumping up against some resistance. 575 D's corn is going to be pretty tough to get through, and 12.25 Nove beans are also going to be pretty tough to get through. So those are a couple numbers for guys to watch. And on the cash side, we're still noticing some quick shipment premiums from some area elevators, 3 to 5 cents. So if guys have the ability to go get it, they should take it.
Thank you much, Ed.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILLL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.